It's an honor to be a part of it, and even more than just the name on the tournament, the ones that do leave with the medals, they have them in their home, and I'm in their home. That's great, and that's wrestling, you know?
720 WGN, high atop Chicago in the Skyline studio as we head towards another great wrestling season. Helping to kick it off is quickly becoming one of the biggest, best events in the sport. No wonder, with it happening in the national capital of wrestling, Iowa, and with the all-time biggest name in the game and physical embodiment of wrestling passion and success, Dan Gable. It's the Dan Gable Donnybrook, and on the line is Hawkeye All-American and director of the Iowa City Area Sports Commission, Luke Eustace, and the winningest coach, Olympic gold medalist, Medal of Freedom winner, and the namesake for the Dan Gable Donnybrook, Dan Gable. Guys, welcome to WGN.
Hey, I'm glad to be on. I appreciate it. I got my start in Chicago after high school and with the Midlands, and so anytime I can get promoted in that area, I love it.
Well, you got a lot of fans over here, and a lot of them will be making their way to Iowa. Coach, I'm going to start with you. As someone who's traveled the world for the sport, you've done it all, you've won it all. At this point in your life and career, talk a little bit about the excitement of this great tournament of yours, and it's happening right in your backyard.
Well, like I said, you learned me a new word today, patching in, and I like that word. And you said something about Iowa being, on top of the world in wrestling. But, you know, we're actually looking up a little bit to Pennsylvania right now, and just in the United States. So we need events like this to keep things going, and we want to work our way back up to the number one. And I'm sure that's what the brands want. Well, you know, the thing I like about it is, yeah, it's a promotion. Is it all border states, Luke?
Yes, you know, all border states.
Yeah, so, you know, it's quite a few. I think there's six of them that border Iowa or something like that, and including Iowa, maybe seven. And so they're all pretty good wrestling states, or I should say very good wrestling states. But at the same time, you want to stay healthy and you want to stay good, so you look to do and promote the sport in certain ways. And when you got a guy like myself that has been around for a long time and been in the sport and a lot of times dominated the sport, it's something that gives attention to what you live for. And when you're a guy like Dan Gable, I mean, you know, it's like been my whole life, and the state of Iowa also, you know, is to credit for that. But I'm real happy that got my name on it, and I'm glad that we have some people that promote it and see that vision. So,
and Luke, even with Dan Gable involved, and even with it happening in Iowa, with all the success of both, building something like this is not easy. The trajectory of success and respect, really, for this event has been amazing. Talk about the building of it, Luke. Talk a little bit about it and kind of the journey, you know, to this day.
Yeah, I mean, when you start anything new, it's difficult to get people to really see your vision and to see what you want to kind of create and why we wanted to create it. And so obviously that was the toughest part, is just kind of trying to convince teams that didn't know me or didn't know the area, the venue, and say, hey, we really want to do this event. We really wanted to make it super high quality and high class and the competition be second to none. Do you want to get on board? And we had great teams that have really jumped on board from all the states, the six, seven states, and continue to grow it. Again, our whole idea is to really want to create good competition. Yeah. And we want to give these girls and boys the best atmosphere that we can give them, maybe as good as the state tournament or better. Wow. But we really want to continue to do it at that level. And having an arena like we do, we have that opportunity. And our goal is always to continue to get better tournament-wise from the competition, get better in the processes that we have, the look and feel of it. I mean, we really want this to be a destination where people know they're going to come here for really good competition. We're going to take care of them. We're going to do everything that we can to make sure that they leave here feeling really good. Maybe not always about the way they competed, but about the way that we treated them and the way the tournament was run. You know, because there's only one winner. There's going to be a lot of people that leave our town not happy.
Sad.
With the way that they competed, but we don't want them to leave disappointed in the way that we treated them or the way we ran the tournament, those types of things.
Well, Luke, this is an opportunity for you to kind of talk a little bit about the facility. Everybody goes there. You mentioned, of course, everybody's not going to win, but they are going to see something, experience really a world-class facility. I was out there for the Worlds a couple years ago, and it's the kind of thing, you know, once you see it, you'll realize, wow, this is a great place. The whole little area there.
Yeah, the whole area is awesome. I think one of the things that we're probably very lucky on is just the having that 5-court field house that's attached to it. And really, that's important to me. It's important to someone like Dan Gable. In order to compete at the highest level, you have to be able to get a good warm-up in, and you also have to get a good cool down in. And that helps you continue to prepare for that next round. And it's something that we take a lot of pride in, and being able to set up that entire 5-court field house with mats where people can go down there, they have their team camps, they can cool down, they can warm up properly. And really that just adds to the product when you get out in that on the main arena floor. That product's better because of the facility that we have there.
Coach, you mentioned you've been Dan Gable your whole life. That's absolutely true. I can verify that. You've been a draw, you know, an inspiration for pretty much your whole career to bring the best teams, have them travel, I don't want to say all the way, but it's a distance to Iowa. Was there, you know, a marketing or strategic plan with that? Or was it like Field of Dreams? You're just like, if you build it, they will come.
You know, I think I'm just lucky to have people that enjoyed the Hawkeye Wrestling Championships over the years. And, you know, a guy like Josh Schomburger, who, you know, runs Corville Tourism, you know, and now Luke is working with him a lot. So you have people that have been there, witnessed exciting events, and they want to continue with that. And, you know, that's very valuable. But it's at a time of the year that, you know, it's a little difficult. I mean, it's the holidays. I mean, people don't work during the holidays, but wrestlers are still wrestling during the holidays. So it's a little bit more difficult because you're not eating as probably much as you normally would, right. And you're still training, you know, but it is a tournament though. It's not the end of the year. We've had some competition and now we're kind of testing them a little bit to see what they, if the good coaches are looking at the results of what's going to take place here, they'll know whether they're on track or they'll know whether they have to do certain things. And the ones that test themselves like this during a time where you really, you know, most people are watching TV or throwing snowballs, but we don't have much snow right now, but you know, that type of thing, building snowmen, and there was family. And so to get teams to come here, that shows commitment. And it's really a good time to be able to analyze your first part of the season heading into the next part of the season.
Yeah, you really get to set the tone coming from a wrestling family. Of course, we know wrestlers, you know, they sacrifice a lot. In the holidays, though, you hit on it, Coach, you know, sacrificing all of that, like that holiday food and all those meals and stuff. They do that. So a little shout out to them as well. Luke, success draws success. I know locally the number one ranked team in Illinois in 2A is Montini Catholic. They're going to be there with some other great programs. What are some other great teams or wrestlers that you're excited about seeing and that you know that listeners are going to love to be lucky enough to watch?
Yeah, I mean, for me, I wouldn't say I'm biased. I, you know, Mount Carmel is their head coach is an Iowa alum who I was at Iowa with, and Alex Sertzis. I enjoy having them come because I like to see him and what he's done. Joliet Catholic also is the number one team in the state, too. I think that might be in 3A. I mean, we're just really lucky to have the teams that we do. I just kind of look at some of the teams and do they have young kids and are they coming up and are they getting better? And then we really want them because we think they're gonna really perform well when they come here. We have some good Iowa teams. I'm excited to see Don Bosco come from an Iowa team. That's Doug Schwab, the coach at UNI, Iowa alum as well. He's actually going to have both of his sons wrestling in the tournament this year. So, I mean, there's just a lot of connections, not necessarily just from Iowa, but from other places where I have, you know, been around this sport for 25 years now after I came to college. So it's just kind of good to see some of those connections and watching those kids grow year over year.
Well, WGN Radio reaches 38 states and Canada, so we reach a lot of that, including a lot of Iowa, and it's not bad to have Iowa pedigree as part of your program. I know for Montini, Corey Clark is one of the assistant coaches there too. So you can't go too far in a successful program and not have some Iowa connections. Coach, I saw some of the videos that you put together, and I got to give it off to Josh, you and Luke, that you do great on the social media side. Some of the medals, talk a little bit about that, like the medals. And of course, you're getting to present them to some of the place winners. So talk a little bit about that, the medals. That's very, very cool. And you're going to be doing that. That's exciting. But what else are you looking forward to doing during the tournament?
Well, you just said something that made me motivated a little bit. You said, you know, we're touching 38 states. Is that what you said?
WGN radio? Yeah, you'll get, it's big. It's a big signal, big station.
My only question was, where's those other 12 states?
We're working on it. We're working on it, Coach. We're working on it.
You know, I'm just, you know, I'm one of these guys that's always looking, and when I hear things, I like it to be complete, and I think we're missing a few. But anyway, if I have my subtraction and addition right, but that's quite a few, and I'm actually impressed, and I'm actually surprised that it goes to that far, but it's what we need, you know. I mean, might as well throw in Russia there, you know, and you might as well throw in Iran. You know, I mean, actually, they've been at this arena, so you know, it's kind of funny for the World Cups and stuff like that. So, you know, so they're familiar. They're familiar. They know what wrestling is worldwide.
Coach, as much as you're identified with Iowa, the world too. And so the medals themselves, they represent, we'll have pictures up at WGNradio.com, but they represent yeah. the gold medal and the style of medals from the 72 Olympics. That's a cool touch.
Well, hey, you know, it's been a few years. And if I'm still out there with medals with my picture on it, that means we got to get somebody else to step up and take me down. But at the same time, I'm honored. You know, I'm honored. And that's, again, I really haven't let up too much except step down from the Hawkeyes quite a while ago. And, you know, and the Hawkeyes still have been representative very well. But, you know, other teams have picked up good things. But to have a medal with your picture on there, you know, there's gold medals and there's silvers and bronze, but you know, I'm kind of favoring the gold, but at the same time, it's an honor to be a part of it. And even more than just the name on the tournament, but when they leave, the ones that do leave with the medals, they have them in their home, and I'm in their home. That's great. And that's wrestling, you know.
One of the things that you have done, and Coach, you and I talked about it in the past, is, you know, I said, you know, one of the coolest things as a kid, as a wrestler, I had Dan Gable, Asics Dan Gable shoes. They might have been Tigers at the time, you know, and my son has, I'm looking at a pair of Dan Gable Evo 3s right now. And so to be able to turn that into something where, like you said, people can take a little bit of you home with them. And so, Luke, do you know, is there going to be Dan Gable merchandise? Is there going to be, I know there'll probably be some t-shirts and stuff. It'd be a shame if there wasn't for the Donnybrook. What kind of things are you guys going to have there for fans?
Yeah, so we have a merchandise provider, and they have a whole line of Donnybrook gear that from, I mean, you name it, t-shirts, sweatshirts, warm-ups, hats, stocking hats, you name it. This year we're giving out socks to all the participants and coaches.
Nice.
So they'll get Dan Gable Donnybrook socks that have the logo on them. You know, you talk about the medal. We're super proud of that. I think it's something that's very, very unique. It's something we've worked really hard at trying to come up with. Dan could probably tell you we struggled. We were thinking about giving 12 packs of Mountain Dew in a case of white athletic tape because we were just trying to think of some, what's iconic Dan Gable, and it took us a while. But then we also, the other thing I love about this tournament is that we kind of started this alternate logo series. And we talk about Dan Gable and all the iconic images and pictures. If you were to Google it, that are just so iconic him, where if you just put up a shadow of it, you would know who it is. And so now we've started to do that with our logo, where we have alternate logo series, and we kind of pay homage to Gable throughout his career, from an athlete to a coach to those different milestones. And we've worked that into our alternate logos. And so, you know, it's one of those things we work really hard to be unique and to be try to make this event special. Yeah. And it's super easy when you have someone like Gable who's has not only the medal, which is awesome and it looks cool and it's something that people can take with them. Like, hey, this is his replica of 1972 Olympic gold medal. But then it's also these images of Gable that we want to continue to his legacy, continue to give homage to these different points in his life that were very impactful, not only to him, but probably the sport of wrestling moreover.
And Coach, I got to tell you, it's a testament, right? Not only to the success. I mean, people can be successful. It is one thing to have success, physical success, but to pay it forward and teach others and have all that success for the coaching side and then to continue it as really the greatest ambassador for the sport, where the good of the sport is the goal, right? That's the bottom line. And to be able to pay it forward in an event like this and help to bring people into that and kind of expose them to all of that positivity that is around wrestling. And of course, we'll have links up at WGNradio.com for all of it. Last thing, Luke, for those people, you're providing opportunities for wrestlers to get in there and be part of one of the biggest premier marquee events on the schedule now for high school wrestling. And Luke, for social media wise, or for people to get information on tickets and times and all those things to get out there and see you, where can they go?
The best place to go is go to our website, really, which is wegotnext.org, and that's our sports commission website. And then you can find the Gable Donnybrook under the events tab. That's probably the easiest way to find it. And when you go there, I mean, it has all of our social. It has, if you're coming to the tournament, it has all the things you would need: the schedule, accommodation, tickets, digital program, parking, the team list. It has everything you need. So really the best place is wegotnext.org, and that's our sports commission website. And then just look under the events tab, and that's the easiest place to find the Donnybrook for this weekend.
And guys, we'll have links up at WGNradio.com. It's all first class, and you guys are doing it and making it happen. So congratulations. We're going to let you go and get back to it. A lot to do, but thanks so much, Luke, for jumping on. And of course, Coach Gable, always an honor.
Well, I want to shoot out the name Danny Olsta, because he's the one that kind of hooked me up with you. So
he's like
one
the best,
of my son-in-laws.
He's the best PR hype man in the business. He's great.
Well, he's doing me fine just by this call.
Thanks, Coach.
Hey, we need more divas in the world. I just texted him that the other day. I was like, I love his energy, and we just need more of those type of people in the world, and especially around wrestling too, for sure.
Seriously, appreciate him and you guys too. Yeah. And thanks so much. Yep. We'll see you at the tournament. Yep.
All right, awesome. Thank you.